Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
And it's possible.
Did that beard come all the way down to his waist? Because, I mean, if you're sitting down, that's just like a whole thing of hair.
The Amster didn't die until 1865. So
I'm sure he probably did.
Possible. I know there was a war going on and everything, but still, you're going to ask for, you hear about this toilet thing that's been invented, and you're the president of the United States, you're going to say, yeah, get that. Well, now, but wait, here's an important thing. Where was it invented? If it was invented in this one of the, in Thomas Crapper's from one of the southern states, they would not give Abe the toilet.
Maybe not.
No, they would say, up, oh, you end this war, or you don't get the toilet. But Abe sat firm. Sat his ground. This is an interesting episode of Pawn Stars the other night. Billy Gibbons' ZZ Top featured on Pawn Stars. Well, we'll tell you about that in a second. But first, tell me about Brendan Fraser. This guy, I thought this guy was like dead or something. I hadn't heard from this guy in years.
What
was the deal?
Yeah, well, it's kind of ironic that Brendan Fraser will play a reclusive man in a movie because he's been pretty reclusive. But this reclusive character is based on a character from an off-Broadway play called The Whale. And he's going to wear a 600-pound... He's going to play a 600-pound reclusive man, and they're going to put him in the full-on fat suit. He's not going to go Christian Bale and try to gain 600 pounds or something like that.
No, you have to.
And gain all the weight and do it that way.
You got to do it
that
way.
But imagine how much prep time goes into, and how much Hollywood goes into putting on a 600-pound fat suit.
If you're committed, you gain the weight. You get to the six bills. So is this based on a real guy?
Well, it is based on a off-Broadway play. I don't know if that's based on a real person. I don't know. It doesn't say that here. But, he's been doing nothing but sitting. I don't know where he's been.
When you think of Brendan Fraser, what do you think of? What movie do you think of?
The one where he was like a caveman, or like he was Tarzan or something.
What about Airheads? Encino Man.
Airheads is funny. I think he went to Overlake Christian High School or Bellevue Christian High School or something, and he's from Seattle, I think.
Is he really?
I'm pretty sure.
Brendan Fraser?
I'll double check.
All right. Okay, now to ZZ Top. And the thing on Pawn Stars last night. How much money would a suit worn by Billy Gibbons' ZZ Top sell for? What do you think? A lot of money.
Well, is it like one of the classy ones with the like from MTV days?
Well, not MTV, pre-MTV, but it's a classic important suit with regard to the history of ZZ Top. On a recent episode of Pawn Stars, a woman walks into the shop And she says, I got a ZZ Top suit, and lays it down.
I am here at the pawn shop today because I have a suit that Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top owned. The rhinestones are in pristine condition. There's not a single one missing, not a single stain. So I think that this suit is the real deal. I'm hoping to sell the suit for $25,000.
Yeah, Billy wore that suit on stage with ZZ Top back in the early 70s, made by a popular designer at the time.
The last time I laid eyes on this was 1974. I inadvertently misplaced it, left it on an airplane. By the time I realized it was MIA, called the airline, and the cleaning crew had gone in, so I completely thought this had vaporized.
So he got out the checkbook and said, how'd you like $40,000 for that?
Woo!
And then he donated it to a Texas museum when he was done with that. But that was the suit, I forget what ZZ Top album. As the boys are in concert, and there's a picture of him on the album cover there, and he's wearing the suit. So it is of great significance to ZZ Top and ZZ Top fans. $40,000, Billy. Billy wrote the check, Billy Gibbons.
As far as Brendan Fraser goes, yes, his family moved around for a time, lived in Seattle, Washington, graduated from Seattle's Cornish College of Arts in 1990, and began a small acting college, began acting at an acting college in New York City and going on. But yeah, he was here in Seattle.
And now he is the 600 pound.
He's going to play a 600 pound dude.
Man, here's some dudes with 600 pounds of beards. ZZ Top.